Jonas Brothers, Sucker, Hot 101.5. I'm a sucker for you. You are seconds away from trending in Tampa Bay, and we have $1,000 up for grabs coming up at 8 a.m. But can we just talk about for 1 second these donkey sound effects I found real quick? Like, what is this? What is happening?
Is that like, that's an angry donkey. I would not mess with that donkey.
That's actually me when I'm hungry.
Oh. Yeah, I guess so. Oh.
I want cheese sticks.
Miguel and Holly on Hot 101.5. Here's Holly with what's trending in Tampa Bay.
All right. I feel like at this point, I'm starting to notice the ridiculousness of our Tampa Bay train wrecks skyrocketing. I almost feel like, especially people in Tampa Bay, are trying to bring it home. Like, they're auditioning to be in our Tampa Bay Trainwreck Book of Records, okay? Yeah.
That needs to be a show. That needs to be a show.
What? What do you mean a show?
Like one of those like TMZ Live.
Yes.
But we just talk about Florida train wrecks.
Wow.
Oh my gosh.
We're going to be rich.
The next great idea.
We're making it happen.
Okay. Well, and we're going to copyright and have use of this music. So this was a Gulfport man. So, yep. Right in our backyard.
Ooh.
He, I guess, was outside and walked up to a woman. And by the way, this guy is like, I think, 70-something years old. He's an older gentleman.
Mm-hmm.
So he walks up to a woman who happened to be out walking her dog in Gulfport. He pulls out a water gun and squirted the lady several times.
Okay.
What was in the water gun?
Oh,
Producer Ryan. Do we even have to guess?
Bodily fluids.
Yeah. Scott, do you have any other guesses than that?
No, sometimes we do this. Vodka?
Oh.
You know, I'm going to say what would be as offensive as bodily fluid. Some, like, apple cider vinegar.
Ooh, that's stanky.
Think about that in a water gun.
Yeah, yeah.
That's real
stank.
If it
gets in your mouth.
Oh,
gross. Okay, well, I'll tell you, someone was right.
Oh, and I'm assuming it was Ryan.
It was Ryan.
Oh,
yeah.
Thank you very
much. Was his own urine.
Oh,
what?
All right, Grandpa, what are you doing?
This is my favorite part of this entire story. When asked about the incident, the police say he admitted to spraying his urine and even said he would, quote, do it again. Bro.
Are you kidding
me? Just a random act, or
yes.
He was mad at the dog?
I don't know. It didn't say anything about motive, like whether the dog was, you know, like doing business on his lawn. I don't know. I don't know if there was a tie-in or if he just feel like squirting people.
He's just 70. I mean, he's 70. And you know, listen, we all have those things that you want to do, but you know that you can't in good conscience because you are a contributing member of society.
Yes.
But then when you get to a certain age, you just don't care.
Like, I don't care no more.
But apparently
you had to pee
not.
Inside the gun. Like, he had to put his, like,
or
a funnel or an eyedropper or...
pee in a cup and then put
that's
that
in. That's a lot of work.
That's a lot of steps. Don't you realize, like, maybe I shouldn't do this?
Yeah.
He's 70. He doesn't
care.
Was
it, like, a super soaker or was...
nope. That's
I
it.
I cannot...
Nope.
I don't...
Nope. Moving on.
All right.
Nope. All right.
Let's... Okay. Before we talk about... I feel like this is such an awkward shift, but we have to do it. Yesterday, Notre Dame caught on fire.
Yes.
Okay, so we got to talk about this because it has been actually, and obviously no one is wishing that the thing caught on fire, but out of everything that's happened over the past like 3-4 years in this country, like all the craziness, this one accident, or we hope obviously it's an accident, has brought the entire world together.
Yeah.
Like no one has said a bad thing about any part of this, which is kind of a miracle because usually it gets politicized or it's used in like a bad context. But everybody just kind of watched in horror and sadness as this thing collapsed. Now, I did hear that the fire's out and that they think the building can be salvaged. So billionaires have stepped up and said, you know, we'll donate this many millions to fixing Notre Dame in Paris. And so that would be great, honestly, if that could happen. So I just wanted to give you the heads up that we're still going to be talking about it today.
Most definitely.
And finally, I find this super interesting. Either you're going to love this or you think it's the most disgusting thing on the planet. There is a deli in New Jersey replacing the bread on sandwiches with pickles. Thick pickles. Or, picture one of those gigantic, like, fair pickles.
Mm-hmm.
Sliced in half lengthwise. Mm. You kind of scoop out the seed area.
Yeah.
And then you use it as the bun of, like, a pastrami sandwich. Okay, that. Or, if you don't want a big old thick pickle like that, you can get a thinner pickle and order roll-up sandwiches.
I like that better because I feel like having two giant pickles with the meat between it, that's a lot of that tangy flavor.
But if you love pickles.
Oh, I love pickles.
I'll go for the thick pickle.
Save that.
Yep.
One of my old roommates, he used to drink pickle juice.
Oh, yes. That's right.
It's so good. It's good after a workout. I do that after my workouts.
Yeah, yes. I heard that. It's like
that's pickleback shot.
Yeah, that's too.
I do those.
Wait, what did my college boyfriend used to call it something? Oh, a shot of Clausen. They would always like end the night with a shot of Clausen. Apparently, like the sodium helps.
Wait, yeah. Does pickle juice have like these magical restorative powers
I
or something?
It's like electrolytes because it's salt and you got the water in there and the liquid. It's like when people drink Gatorade, they're trying to get that salt on them, but this is without the sugar.
It's now, science.
It's science. So drink pickle juice today after your workout.
I do and I will.
That's what's trending in Tampa Bay with Miguel and Holly on Hot 101.5.
You'll learn a lot every day on this show. All right, it is 7:37, and we are commercial-free until the end of the show. We got to get to Blown Off. Now, maybe it's not safe to date a friend's sibling because Joe got the courage to ask his friend Michael's sister Carmela out on a date, and she actually invited him over to her place for dinner.
Mm-hmm.
Well, something happened while at her house because now she won't respond to Joe at all. We got to find out what happened, and we'll do it at 7:45 with Blown Off on Hot 101.5.